and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know when I'm going and I know when I'm coming, okay? Here's Morgan Freeman.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
April 11th, 1999. I was on an egg hunt with my grandson when he said, "If Santa lives in the North Pole, where does the Easter Bunny live?" Instead of admitting that I had no freaking clue, I looked him in the eye and said, "Dubuque, Iowa." He smiled and said, "Thanks, Pawpaw." That day, I learned something I will never forget. Kids are stupid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Such a wonderful touch to this special time of the year. We got something coming up we're going to talk about after the top of the hour. And the first week of April, I mean, going through the eclipse.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the eclipse is on the 8th, which is a Monday. But over the weekend is the air show.
Yes, and this one is going to be incredible. All kinds of things will be flying past the sun. Mm-hmm. At Maxwell, and we're going to have Colonel Ryan Richardson and Mulligan, that's the nickname of the air show director, to tell you all about it coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we'll see how traffic's moving, get SRN News, and then we'll welcome Joe.
Well, a couple of minor problems, and we're hoping that these have cleared, but use caution if you're approaching Madison Avenue at Jackson. There is a disabled vehicle there. Burbank and Atlanta Highway, that's out in the vicinity of Frazier. We had an accident there earlier. We're hoping that one is also out of the way. But watch out for boots on the ground there. Everywhere else, we continue to be extremely busy this morning. I-65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery. All of our feeder roads are loaded up, especially 231 out of Wetumpka. That's our busiest inbound to Montgomery this morning. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated when accidents happen. Thompson Tractor is here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your CAT card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for CAT card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80, just off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run healthcare system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We misinformed you. We just learned that the Easter Bunny does not live in Dubuque, Iowa. The Easter Bunny lives in Cloverdale. And the Easter Bunny is a she.
Today is March 20th, Extraterrestrial Abductions Day. If you claim to have been abducted by aliens, beamed aboard a spaceship, and returned to Earth, I would like to ask you some probing questions. Enjoy Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the UF 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
It is growing increasingly difficult to keep track of the status of the Texas border law. For now, it's on hold again in advance of a hearing today before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. A big win for Trump-endorsed Bernie Moreno, the three-way Republican U.S. Senate primary in Ohio. Israel says its military has killed scores of Hamas terrorists operating in and around Gaza's largest hospital and has captured many more at the Al-Shifa hospital. Later today, the Federal Reserve to announce its latest decision on interest rates, expected to leave the cost of borrowing unchanged. And Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the U.S. government to offer Ukraine interest-free loans. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 48 points, NASDAQ futures 24 points higher, and the S&P futures currently 2.5 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Joining the people who live in the danger zone, talking about the air show coming to Maxwell on the first weekend of April. Colonel Joe Panza, we thank him, and we'll be meeting with Colonel Ryan Richardson and Mulligan, the air show director. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're starting to warm up. We warmed up 5 degrees in the last hour. That's a start. So today will be a warmer day. We made it up to 61 yesterday. We're looking for 71 today. So, yeah, we'll tack on 10 degrees from yesterday's high with mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy, not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow's high up to about 76. A sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers returning to the forecast by late Thursday night, becoming likely Friday and Friday night. But most of the weekend I think looks pretty good. I mean, there could be a leftover shower, I suppose, on Saturday morning, but it looks like things will get better by Saturday afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, low 70s on Sunday. Sunday is the better day of the weekend. And then the next storm system I'm worried about is around next Tuesday. That could be a big deal. We'll see. Right now this morning, with mostly sunny skies, we're at 42 at 810.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Rich Thomas, I can't think of a greater honor to confer upon our visitors than to make them part of our Rocket Scientist feature. Since, well, they don't do rockets, but they come about as close as you can at the speeds at which they travel. It's great to have back with us Colonel Ryan Richardson and Air Show Director Mulligan.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's out the morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We had you in, when was that? Late last year, I think.
Yeah, last fall. Was it November?
Feels like yesterday, but I think it was late last year.
And we're talking about the air show that was being planned for this year, and it's getting really, really close, and we're really excited about
this. We were talking about this so many months out, and now it's right around the corner, you know?
I think we've got a ticker on our website. I think we're 16 days, however many hours. I think Mulligan is... He's got that clock, that digital clock going across his cranium every...
Have you decided which jet-propelled aircraft you're going to strap me into for that? Or which plane you're going to shove me out with a golden parachute?
We'll get you front and center up there so you can see it.
I thought the deal was we were going to shoot you out of an airplane.
I'll do whatever you guys say, because you know what you're doing. I will feel safe. But, you know, as an aviation junkie, this is just so exciting.
How many years ago was that last one, that last big one?
7 years.
Oh, 17.
So give us some of the headlines of what we're going to see.
The Beyond the Horizon. Spaceship.
By the way, we're talking about April 6th and 7th, correct? Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, sir. April 6th and 7th. Gates open at 8 a.m. Main act, fan favorite, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels.
Oh, my gosh. That'll be the first time for me for the Blue Angels.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually got to fly in the back seat with them. It was in the 80s when they were in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And that's just something you never forget, because first of all, and they check you out a bunch of different ways to make sure you're not going to vomit all over their cockpit, you know, because there's a lot of cheese there.
Thank you for that.
Well, this is the rules of the air. And what blew me away is how quiet it seemed on the roll, down the runway.
Yeah.
And then, man, when he pulled that thing up.
Yeah.
Your own weight sinking into the seat, going at an attack angle into the sky that I didn't know was possible. That was just unbelievable.
That's the big headliner. What else we got?
So we got the F-16 Viper demo team.
Yeah?
That's incredible. That's an incredible act. Really cool paint scheme on that, too. Black and gray. We'll have the Golden Knights, our U.S. Army Golden Knights.
Excellent.
So they'll be jumping twice for the national anthem during opening ceremonies.
Wow.
Which that gives me chills to think about. Yeah. We have Rob Holland, who will be circling around them during the national anthem as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll also have their own organic performance. That's smoke oil from their ankles and sky formations jumping out.
So that's going to really be neat. That's going to be great.
We're going to have a legacy flight with our very own Danley F-35 Redtail and the P-51 Redtail.
I have yet to see the F-35. So this would be really cool.
And they're sporting us with two. They're going to have one flying and then one on static, permanent static, so people can get up close to it.
Yeah.
That is my other unfulfilled flying wish, P-51. The boss, our boss, used to have his own plane, and we used to fly down to Florida all the time. And we were down, I guess, near Waycross, Georgia. There's a hub you connect to. What do they call that? The radio traffic control.
Air traffic control?
Yeah, there's a when you're turned over to the next
tower, approach center.
And he welcomed us and then said, keep an eye out for a P-51 at 10,000 feet. We were at 13,000. And it was a beautiful sunny day. And what caught your eye was this almost blinding gleam off the wing of this brushed P-51 flying at a 90-degree angle in front of us. If I could have stood up and saluted the plane, knowing, you know, how it helped win and end World War II, that's just a beast with that big four-blade propeller. Man.
Well, it's been great timing, too. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to watch Masters of the Air, but I think...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we just finished it.
You know,
it was great.
It really is amazing, and I hope... Oh. I hope so much that the state of Alabama, the River Region, Montgomery in particular, knows the significance of their role as a community in that.
Yeah.
You think about the daylight bombing tactics. Those all bore out of Maxwell Air Force Base, Maxwell Field, and the Air Tactical School. Yeah. You think about the Tuskegee Airmen who are prominent in episodes 7, 8, and 9. We actually had a number of the actors that played the Tuskegee Airmen on the installation for episodes 8, and they gave us a week early preview of 9.
Is that right?
Last week.
That's
and,
so cool.
And matter of fact, you I know you got your swag bags, but we're going to give you our a couple of our mission patches. And this patch here is the patch that was the U.S. Army Air Force's Southeast Flying Training Center. You go up to Tuskegee, which is, I know you guys have been up there a number of times. It's just an amazing museum. Puts in perspective what it was that those airmen did. But that is the patch under which they flew and trained, which is headquartered near Maxwell.
The whole history of Maxwell. We're just so thrilled that you are here in our town.
Colonel, this is no knock on you, but our buddy Mr. Mulligan here, you look like you could have been in Masters of the Air. You could have played a role in that film.
That's the best compliment I've heard.
He does.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we should get a group photo before we're dismissed, so to speak. So, by the way, you know what the one thought, and Rich and I watched all of this together, the one thought I had was when they're in the Stalag, and you think back, this is not Hogan's Heroes they're recreating in that in that series, what those guys had to deal with the Nazis and stuff, so realistically portrayed, just a phenomenal, and while I'm not really a Tom Hanks fan, I love the fact that he and Spielberg and these guys are putting the money and investment to make a watchable but teachable portrayal of the sacrifices that were made to create the freedoms today. I don't know that message is getting across out there.
Yeah,
but that show does a phenomenal job.
They were executive producers. All right, so the gates open at 8. So tell us the rest of the what time is the show start?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we'll open the gates at 8. We hired a parking expert to help this flow as go as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So we're going to flow in Day Street, Maxwell Boulevard is all going to be inbound traffic. Three lanes Maxwell, four lanes going through Day Street.
Yep.
That'll just help get people into position as quick as possible. So when you come in, just follow your traffic people, and we'll just get you parked as quick as possible so you can get into the show. 10 o'clock, we'll start the opening ceremonies.
Okay.
So we have the we have a honor guard drill team. Starting with that, we'll have the Navy band playing some music beforehand.
Wow.
Several guest speakers, including Colonel Richardson here. And then we'll go into the national anthem with the Golden Knights jump and the F-35 and the P-51.
Now, how many people can you handle? How much, you know, is it first come, first serve? I mean, obviously there's going to be a huge amount of people trying to get in. How many people can you handle?
We're expecting over the course of the weekend well over 100,000 people.
I would imagine. And from all over the South.
Yes, sir.
What we would say is challenges.
Yes.
Challenges.
Like we will airman the heck out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is an amazing opportunity for us. I think we talked about it 7 years, but this is an opportunity for us to share with the community to say thank you.
Just an opportunity for them to be thanking you guys.
And I know you have food vendors as well.
Sure. And Mulligan and I can talk. There's a lot of options, right? It is free. It's free parking. It's free entrance. There are opportunities to upgrade that experience.
Yeah.
And that's all out on maxwell.af.mil. There's a great website that talks through what it is that we're going to do, how it is to get there, how it is to get out, right? You're going to be towards the end of the show, you're going to realize, hey, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Great partnership with Alabama law enforcement, local Montgomery Police Department, Sheriff's Department. To the degree we can, it's going to be safe getting in and getting out.
Pressure's on me on the weather, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So you better deliver. It's a good thing you're going out of town. You'll at least have a place to escape to.
I'm coming back a day early. I'm coming back on Friday from a weather conference.
Oh, that's right.
Because of the air show.
Yeah.
So, we're all excited about it.
Can you guys stay for a bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, because we got to take a break here. And I'm telling you right now that if you're paying attention to what our guests are saying, we're going to do a pop quiz, and you'll have a chance to win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card with that. So make notes as we're talking to these incredible men from Maxwell. Right now, 1819 News at 820.
Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Mobile City Council failed to pass a new ordinance at their latest meeting that would have banned pre-dawn raids and no-knock arrest warrants by Mobile police. The ordinance needed a supermajority to go into effect, but the vote was split 4 in favor and 3 against. The proposal was made in November of 2023 after a 16-year-old male was shot and killed by an officer during a pre-dawn search warrant. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A corrections officer at the Tutwiler prison in Elmore County has been charged with using their position for personal gain. Toshiba Watkins was arrested and charged with receiving $1,000 via Apple Pay from an inmate. Watkins claims that the inmate approached her to deliver various drugs, but that she said no, but failed to report the incident to supervisors. Security camera footage was then accessed by investigators that showed Watkins meeting with the inmate and having that inmate write down information on paper. Watkins resigned from her position this past November. And there are currently 16 rescue dogs living here in Alabama that were taken out of the conflict area going on between Israel and Hamas. This past Monday, the dogs were welcomed by an organization known as 2x2 Rescue in McCalla. Executive Director Sonia King spoke with WVTM, saying some of those dogs were pulled out of rubble in Gaza and the West Bank, with their owners being killed or needing to flee the area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix. Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, we continue to be busy all over the area this morning. A lot of folks trying to get into work in Montgomery, and that's got I-65 and 85 very busy. The Boulevards, 231 out of Wetumpka. Had an accident earlier, Burbank and Atlanta Highway, and a disabled vehicle, Madison Avenue at Jackson. Use caution in both those areas. We believe those should be out of the way, but watch out for folks walking around. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will keep you updated if any problems pop up. Spring is coming at Premier Place, and after you do shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. All at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going. And our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And your vector, Victor, is 93.1 FM on your dial. And we are privileged to have as our guest today Colonel Ryan Richardson and Air Show Director Mulligan. How did you get that nickname?
We'll just say everybody needs a second chance.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, look at me. I wouldn't be here if somebody hadn't given me a second chance. That's really cool. By the way, pay close attention, because at the end of their visit with us about the air show coming up the first weekend in April, Beyond the Horizon, we'll ask you a pop quiz question to see how closely you paid attention. And if you did, you'll win a $20 Seafood Bistro. I hate to turn you guys into a contest. I hope I'm not.
The excitement is great. Let's go.
I love it. So we have the Saturday and Sunday air show, and then Monday is the big eclipse, too.
That's right. That's right.
Pretty cool. Brent, what a big week it's going to be. So what else do you want to tell us about the show?
I used to read the break about the commemorative Air Force and their involvement. I don't want to put rank on you gentlemen, but I am a lifetime colonel in the commemorative Air Force. I even have a jumpsuit somewhere.
Well, hey, thank you for your service. Greg, that is amazing.
Well, the mission of the Commemorative Air Force is to keep the machines that have kept freedom going so that kids can see them and appreciate freedom ain't free. And I would like you to talk about what's going on with kids that you're bringing into Maxwell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so we will have a number of commemorative aircraft, P-51s. We talked about the T-6, but on Friday, and actually through the weekend, but on Friday we have a focused opportunity. Over the course of the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so, we've reached out to the school districts here in the River Region. We're going to have 4,000 students on the installation.
Wow.
We've got robotics, AR, VR. We've got a planetarium that will be traveling down from Huntsville and put up on one of our hangars. Just an amazing opportunity for these children of various ages to just be exposed to the opportunities. Not necessarily military service, but all the things that make our engine run, vis-a-vis national security, right? And what an amazing opportunity. And we've got some exciting opportunities for them. We know that the administrators are excited, the teachers to come down and do that. And it's going to be a great opportunity. Those events and venues will be open through the weekend, but that's a focused opportunity for children on that Friday.
Wow, that's awesome, because it's just my theory, my opinion. But for kids, I want to see more kids have an excitement, a passion for something they want to do. These kinds of events are the things that can ignite those fires and maybe give the kids goals that they can reach for, you know, say, hey, that's what I want to do. So I really hope that you reach a lot of kids in that regard this
weekend. 4,000, that's just amazing.
It really is. Yeah. Really is.
All right. Well, it's coming, it's like you said, 16 days from now, and it just seems like it was so long off in the distance.
I know. And, not to mention the eclipse. I remember back in 17, during the last one.
Yeah, we heard.
Oh, that's 7 years down the road,
2024,
man.
2024, yeah. That's
take forever to get here.
Yeah.
Did something interesting once. I don't think either one of you are old enough to remember this, but in the early 80s, some Russian spotted a comet that they named Kohoutek. I think that was the name of the
guy. Yeah, that was it, yeah.
And everybody's expecting, Halley's Comet was no big deal either in 86, but we did, to see this comet, somebody chartered the Concorde. And we went up to 60,000 feet in the Concorde, so you could see not only the curvature of the Earth, but you could see this little white dash over the horizon.
Such a disappointment, right?
Wow. That was, it was like, I think 20 minutes from takeoff to landing, but we saw Kohoutek.
And not a very comfortable aircraft, by the way, right?
No. considering what it costs, supersonic travel. I wonder if they'll ever bring that back.
I think there are some tests. I was reading an article not too long ago about companies that are getting back in the business of supersonic aircraft.
They are. United just ordered like 130, I think.
Do you remember when we were kids, they used to conduct supersonic tests?
And you'd get the sonic boom?
Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. And it's the weirdest thing. It's not thunder. Mm-hmm. It sounds like crack the sky.
Yeah.
It's like what makes more of a wooden type of sound.
Of course, that's been outlawed now. But, well, there's, you know.
A lot of people made damage claims because sometimes windows would break and stuff like that.
Yeah. Air power.
Air power. Nothing like it. Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough. You're welcome back before the show if you can make time in your schedule. Thanks for all you do to the community and for the community. And we're just so flattered that you took time out of your day to spend it with us.
And thanks for the swag, too.
Well, yes. I mean,
We absolutely can crush some swag in the Air Force. There's no doubt about that. But we're just so thankful for you guys and the opportunity to share with the community through this menu. Maxwell.f.mil, all the information's out there. Frequently asked questions. We get a lot of questions about what can we bring. Look, like, whatever you can bring into the Iron Bowl, right, you can probably bring into the air show. But it is a military installation, so just check one more time before you come. And we're just so thankful for the opportunity to host this community on the installation.
And by the way, I know your travel agent is in the room. Colonel Joe, who flew Jolly Green's.
War hero.
Yes, absolutely a war hero.
No doubt.
And great, one of the most humble people you'll ever meet. I am on the air here in the afternoon, and yesterday I went nuclear. So the calming presence of our military is always welcome in case I lose it again like I did yesterday, because I hate what's going on these days. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remind us what really makes America great on an ongoing basis.
So thrilled to have Maxwell here in our town.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, Rich, I don't know about you, but I feel properly humbled. By the way, their visit was brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, with four decades of experience, great Americans, local, and happy to help you secure home, business, or property. Reach out at 279-8338 for information on systems that will protect your property and save you money on monthly monitoring, because with Applied, it starts under $30 a month. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. You know, I heard some people talking
about... When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Still very busy all over the area, but traffic flow is good this morning. I-65 and 85 rolling through downtown Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic there. Boulevards are busy. All of our feeder roads, light to mostly moderate traffic inbound to Montgomery. A couple of minor little things going on as far as accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow at the moment. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners. It's worth a drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finally spring. It makes the first.
spring, I think I love you. Yeah, I want you more and more. Warm days and cool nights. I love you. Finally spring.
Thirty-six on News Talk 93.1 FM, and now the man that brought us spring, Rich Thomas. I just am so psyched for this show.
Yeah, yeah.
This air show is going to be amazing, and
yeah, I've come home early for it.
Wanted to give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card with a pop quiz question.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right. If you heard us introduce our guests, mm-hmm. you should be able to tell us Colonel Richardson's first name.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So let's see who paid real close attention. We didn't want to get too technical. Mm-hmm. 272-9228. Just give us Colonel Richardson's first name, and you win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. In the meantime, at 836...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Well, temperatures are going to recover nicely. This morning chill will fade out. We got down to 36 in Montgomery this morning, and then we're already up to 42. So a warmer day today. We'll add on about 10 degrees from yesterday's high and come up with a high around 71, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. I mean, we're still down to 42, which is below normal. But it's an improvement. Tomorrow's high up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers returning by late Thursday night and becoming likely Friday and Friday night, with most of the weekend looking pretty good right now. Looks like we could have a leftover shower perhaps early on Saturday, but we'll see improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s, low 70s on Sunday. Sunday is the better day of the weekend, and our next big deal storm system that has my attention would be probably around Tuesday next week. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now this morning, it's 42 with sunshine, 837.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Something I said?
No.
Do we have a contestant?
Yes.
Okay. Can you answer our pop quiz question? The first name of Colonel Richardson.
Should be Ryan.
Yeah, it is Ryan.
Good work.
Yes, that was Steph that called in.
All righty, you hang on. You want a Seafood Bistro gift card.
I have to restart our phone.
Hey.
Hang on.
You have to restart our what?
The phone thing so I can write down names.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I got you.
Okay.
Reboot. It's not doing the thing.
Well, I'll do everything I can to make sure nobody calls.
No, it's fine. I'll remember that. He's still on hold, so I got to get his name. I just got to restart the app to get the to get the thing to work.
Man, I terrified an entire audience yesterday afternoon. Why not? A quick reminder about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. People that are shopping for furniture, if you're not including Kaiser, you're missing out on 60,000 square feet of incredible selection, which you can get a great sneak preview out of their website, ShopKaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, .com. So in addition to the best selection and 50% off the top ticket price on everything, man, you could probably play softball in that building if you made room. It's so big.
I know.
You have two of the best furniture people on the planet in that one location, Stella Beard and now Leslie Wolfolk, who can also offer professional decorating advice if you're looking to create a theme in your home. Plus, whatever your taste in furniture happens to be, they'll have it. At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Okay, yeah. When you spend money for furniture, by the way, you can do a 0% Synchrony Luxury account for qualified customers if you spend $1,000 or more at Kaiser. Oh, okay. You also save on sales tax because they're sitting on property that puts them in the 8.25 sales tax district as opposed to 10 in Montgomery if you take delivery there. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And again, online at shopkaiser.com. Please tell Stella and Leslie you heard about them here.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Week
continue to be very busy all over the area this morning, especially I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic flow into Montgomery, especially 65 southbound in past Northern Boulevard. 231 out of Wetumpka still loaded up a good bit. And we've got a lot of cars on the boulevard this morning, but no major problems anywhere. We've had a couple of minor things, but nothing that's affecting traffic flow. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. High school students, get your jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Ahoy there, land lovers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lakewood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
April 7th, 2002. I was with my wife while she was shopping for a sundress when I saw a beautiful yellow fedora. I just knew I had to have it. My wife said, "What makes you think your big head's gonna look good in that hat?" I laughed and said, "What makes you think your big ass is gonna look good in that dress?" That was 13 years ago. We still sleep in separate beds.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
He was a maroon then.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed
now. At 8:45, let's see who wears the dunce cap. I don't know, but having Colonel Richardson and Mulligan in made me feel smarter. I mean, I feel, look at, even my posture's improved.
They're polished.
Yes. And when you see that, you kind of want to look at your own polish.
Yeah.
And buff it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have some tales of American idiocy. We're going to start with a guy, and guess what state?
We'll say Florida.
Florida.
Duh, it's correct, Florida, man. Another story that begins with those words. Arrested for ramming an SUV into a, quote, zero-tolerance underage drinking and drug sign. Alonzo Duane Prim, charged with criminal mischief and resisting arrest, onlookers had this to say.
Holy cow, he's doing it again.
The policeman's probably going to have to, like, lock him in there.
Hell. He's going to really go this time. Oh, my Lord, what is he doing? Zero tolerance for drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, what is he doing?
He's squared up again.
All right, okay. Here's nominee number one. We go to Ohio next. The 37-year-old dad there facing harassment charges after he kept calling his son's elementary school to complain about his little darling child getting too much homework.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
I want to talk to Chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
Yeah, they sent some officers out to his house, and they arrested him.
Yeah, sure.
Police have their hands full. Yesterday, on that beautiful afternoon, mm-hmm. there were 10 accidents that had happened, and not one of them had a cop there to do a report. That's how jammed up and jelly tight things are. And I don't know if this is a maroon thing, but it's an Eddie Bader award for how to be a, you know, this is a guy who needs to find out how to be better with Bader. But he's going to have to travel from Australia. He was, she was showing off a multi-million dollar property and burned it to the ground. She noticed some bedding that was hanging out back to dry, thought it looked bad, so she balled it up, took it downstairs, threw it on a shelf under a lamp. She then turned that lamp on. 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out. A majority of the house was burned right down to the studs.
Yeah, you know, this is a way not to show a house.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, just didn't think. And turning on the lamp that she might be setting all that bedding on fire. I mean, the company she worked for was ordered to pay damages to both the homeowner and the renters who lost all their belongings in that fire. So who's the...
Well, you got the running into the zero tolerance sign.
Yeah.
You've got the too much homework nut who's calling the police. And then burning down the house that you're trying to show to... as a realtor.
They're all pretty good.
I see a tie, so pick one.
Well, the realtor at least was not breaking the law, so I'm going to give it to the first one.
Okay, the zero tolerance.
Because even the witnesses were like, what the hell? And that's in Florida. Nobody says that unless it's really stupid.
Yeah.
So we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All right, at 8:49, here's Jay.
Thank you very much. I want to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. They are just down the road from us there at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Chef Paul and Jessica are there ready to serve you delicious food. It doesn't always have to be seafood. It's a lot of what they've got, though. The red beans and rice made fresh daily, also along with everything there, really. The Cajun gumbo, they start that early as well to get that going for you and ready. The NOLA-style barbecue shrimp, big, giant pieces of shrimp that come on that plate. Also, the Seafood Bistro tacos, which you can get with fried chicken tenders, the mahi-mahi, the shrimp, or the gator. They've also got shrimp and grits, which you can add bacon to if you would like to do that. And then the Seafood Monica pasta. They've also got wings there as well, and some of those appetizers with the dragon shrimp, which you can get in po' boy form. Or you can just get it, like I said, as an appetizer. Fried pickles, fried green tomatoes, the corn nuggets, the calamari, the Cajun cheese curds. Go online to see the entire menu. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. Just Google their name. You'll be able to find them. And also, you can open up the delivery apps that you've got on your phone to put in an order to get it delivered. Or just to have it ready and go by and pick up if you want to do that as well. Plenty of options and plenty of ways to enjoy the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Our final traffic update.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
to be very busy all over the area this morning, especially I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic flow into Montgomery, especially 65 southbound and past Northern Boulevard. 231 out of Wetumpka still loaded up a good bit. And we've got a lot of cars on the boulevard this morning, but no major problems anywhere. We've had a couple of minor things, but nothing that's affecting traffic flow. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. High school students, get your jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 20th, 1955. I was out hiking with my dad when we came to a field of thick green plants. Morgan, my daddy said, this is cannabis. It can be used to make rope, cloth and paper, or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, well, how do you know this, Pops? And he said, because I smoke it and see God. Now toke up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
I'm so glad we have access to his memories for basically all the major holidays. Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll have a fresh batch for Easter.
He's reliable.
Yeah, and adds that, you know, he taps into that sentimental thing we all have going on at this time of the year.
Yeah.
All right, what are we looking forward to next here today? It's Wednesday, so this afternoon, tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have Mark Robert at 3:30 from America's Untold Stories, my favorite YouTube channel, and David Blackman from 4 to 5 when we do a second cup of Idiocracy. And man, it's piling up. I'm sorry, but yesterday was about all I could take. I really needed all the king's horses and all the king's men to keep the fissures. And you know, you see an X-ray of your skull, you know those cracks you see?
Mm-hmm.
If you listened real closely, you didn't have to even turn the radio on to hear my show yesterday afternoon. It was available in a parking lot anywhere in the 36016.
What hour did you lose it?
About 3:10, first hour in general.
Okay.
And you could hear my skull going as the pressure was building, pushing out the structure of my cranium. It's a new. I mean, it was. But there's, it's just the news, man.
It's good to know that it's preserved.
Yes. This afternoon, hear the song John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy turned into Thank God I'm a Jihad Boy, among other things to look forward to. And we'll continue to celebrate the invasion of the sun as it crosses the equator and starts spending more time with us.
18 days away.
Over the next, yeah. In the meantime, at 8:58, I'll be making a trip to New Orleans for Easter, and I'll be bringing with me something that was originally purchased to Brian Jewelry a number of years back, a ring that my daughter really, really loved, wears it constantly. In fact, as a graphic designer, that's one reason why it got nicked and dinged and needed a new opal setting. So I brought it back from New Orleans and took it straight to Brian Jewelry, and Lynn and her team did an amazing job of not only rejuvenating the ring itself, but putting in a beautiful new opal setting, which looks absolutely sensational. It's kind of a partnership with them. I mean, Brian Jewelry customers, I'll never forget, in Costco one time, an older couple came over and wanted to show me something, and the two of them had just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary, but the rings came from Brian Jewelry
right, when
they were still that tiny little local jewelry store. Now they have their beautiful own freestanding building at 1778 East Main with a huge selection, competitive prices, but they have not lost that original skill set, which sets them apart from everybody else. They can create something from scratch if that's what you need. And whatever you need, if you want to save on it, if it's an item that costs $200 or more, go to brianjewelry.com, register for membership, and the first time you buy something at that price range or higher, they'll take $100 off right at the register. Lynn and her team, nothing but praise for their incredible skills and incredible selection and ability to guide people to the right gift for any occasion. That's Brian Jewelry and brianjewelry.com. And we have some swag, man. We can show off hats and
yes, we
medallions
do.
And patches.
They take good care of us.
We want to thank Colonel Richardson. Oh.
Are you going to the show?
Oh, I do. I plan to, yeah.
You don't even have to leave your house. A lot of them will be flying right over.
Oh, no, yeah, totally. I just saw this, though. There is a Blue Angels thing coming up.
Yeah, that's it. They're going to be part of it.
No.